91X News.
It's 17 degrees and mainly sunny at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. The announcement of a new president and CEO of Loyalist College was made yesterday. Dr. Anne-Marie Vaughn, the former president of Newfoundland and Labrador's College of the North Atlantic from 2011 to 2016, will be taking the reins next month. June Hagerman is the chair of the Board of Governors at Loyalist, and she says Vaughn will have some big shoes to fill after the retirement of former President Maureen Piercy. Piercy headed Loyalist for 11 years.
She's leaving a tremendous legacy of growth and opportunities and putting students first in their success and achievements so that they can become successful citizens in our community.
Hagerman also says that the selection committee decision on Vaughn was unanimous.
We certainly respected her expertise, her tireless energy, and her commitment to putting students first in terms of meeting the needs of a diverse student population, her programming ideas, and not only working with local students from the region, but also international students and other student groups that make up Loyalist College.
Vaughn will take over as president on November 7th. A Belleville man has been charged with sex-related offenses following an investigation by City Police and Highland Shores Children's Aid. Police were told in June a young female had allegedly been the victim of unwanted touching, and the Child Protection Agency was called in to assist with the investigation. A 37-year-old Belleville man was arrested on Monday and charged with one count each of sexual assault, sexual interference, and sexual exploitation of a person under 16. The suspect has been released from custody and has a court date early next month. Kaylee Foods announced it has entered into an agreement to buy Sterling Creamery by November 1st. The dairy cooperative, which is headquartered in Mississauga, Ontario, said the purchase builds upon an existing butter operation in Guelph, Ontario. Kaylee said the deal will give it added flexibility to further production capacity and meet consumer needs in the high current demand market for butter. Sterling Creamery, known for its range of artisanal crafted butters, is located in the village of Sterling, Ontario, about 2.5 hours east of Toronto. Gailey said it intends to maintain full operations at the Sterling plant and preserve all relationships with existing Sterling Creamery customers, suppliers, and its 25 employees. Financial terms related to the deal have not been disclosed. And the Canadian Cancer Society has released its 2016 cancer statistics. Canadian Press reporter Adam Burns has a look at the numbers.
More than 200,000 Canadians are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in 2016. Nearly 80,000 will die from the disease. Lung, breast, colorectal, and prostate cancers will account for more than half the cases. Overall, an estimated 2 in 5 Canadians are expected to get cancer in their lifetimes. 1 in 4 will die from it.
The Society says the number of cases is likely to increase as the population ages, but the rate of new cancers should be relatively stable. That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team plays their final game of the season today. They hope to finish the season off on a high note. The women have lost 8 of their games, tied 2, and had their only win last week. They welcome Durham today at 6 o'clock. And in local hockey, the Napanee Raiders face off against the Picton Pirates tomorrow at 7:30. In MLB news, the Toronto Blue Jays forced a 5th game in the American League Championship Series with a 5-win over Cleveland. Blue Jays outfielder Michael Saunders says the team will have to look at video and do some homework before facing Cleveland's rookie star, Ryan Merritt, in Game 5.
I think sometimes too much information is not good for you, to be honest. You know, in this situation, I think some video, just to see what his ball does. But that being said, it's the postseason. You don't know how a pitcher's going to respond if his heart rate gets going and he starts leaving balls up.
And in football, the Hamilton Tiger Cats star Brandon Banks has been suspended for 2 crucial games following a positive drug test. The CFL says Banks tested positive for MDA. It's the first time for the receiver kick returner's first positive test, which carries a 2-game suspension. Under the league's policy, a suspended player can't play in games, but it's up to the club to determine whether he can participate in other teams' activities, such as practice and meetings. The Ticats are 2nd in the East Division, 3 points behind the Red Blacks. They're looking to close that gap when they play in Ottawa on Friday night. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: at 105, it's 17 degrees and mainly sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 3 o'clock.